which is a sugya at the end of Kiddushin. Some of you may have learned part of the sugya in the Kiyas, so maybe later in the year you'll get to it. I think it's an opportunity. I don't know if we're going to be able to get to it in the Gemara, but at least to get a sense, a little bit of the halacha, because yichud. The Gemara that Peramid Beis in Kiddushin says, remez liyichud min haTorah minayin, ki yisischa achicha ben imecha. What's the remez liyisi yichud min haTorah? A pasuk in Parashas Re'eh. We know the Parasha of Mace is someone who tries to convince people to serve Avodah Zarah. So he's Mace them baseser. He takes them into a private area and he tries to convince them. The pasuk says, "Ki yisischa achicha ben imecha." So Chazal asks, "V'chi ben aim Maces v'lo ben af?" But the only one who's Maces is a ben aim, the son of a mother, not the son of a father. Rather, it comes to teach you, says Chazal, "Sheben misyachadim imo v'yom misyachadim kol arayah shabatora." Comes to teach you that this case of Maces is where the yichud is mutter, where the ben is misyachim with his mother. She is an Isser Erva, but it's mutter for him to be misyachid with her. With the other, Arayas, he's not allowed to be misyachid. He's not allowed to be secluded. With anyone else who's one of the Isurei Bia, either Chiyuvei Kores or even Chiyuvei Lavin, the Mepharshim say, if there's an Isser Bia, then he's not allowed to be misyachid with that individual. So from the Gemara, you get the impression that Yichud is some kind of a Doraisa concept, but the Gemara says it's only a Remez in the Torah. So the Gemara in different places, in Sanhedrin, in other places, it says Yichud Doraisahu. Sounds like Yichud is a din daraisa, but yet it's strange that from the Gemara in Kiddushin it says it's only a remez min haTorah. The Rambam in Hilchas Yisurei Bia writes that it's a din midivrei Kabbalah. In Hilchas Yisurei Bia, Perek Chav Beis, Halacha Beis. So that prompts some of the Achronim to say, oh, maybe the Rambam holds Yichud is only derabbanan. Mishnah Melech in Hilchas Sota, at the beginning of Perek Beis, he says, no, the Rambam just means to say that it's midivrei Kabbalah because it's not mefurish in the Torah. It's only a remez in the Torah. It doesn't say beferish that Yichud is aser. Right? So it's only a remez, so since it's not mefurish in the Torah, the Rambam calls it midivrei Kabbalah like we know from other places. Right? Kiddushei Kesef, the Rambam, you know, says is not the Raisa. He doesn't mean it's not the Raisa. It's midivrei Kabbalah because it's not mefurish in the Torah. It's only learned from the Gezeirah Shem. That's the Pashup Shah. That Yichud really is an Issa Daraisa. We'll see certain cases are an Issa Daraisa, others are only Darabonim, but there is a Yichud Daraisa. It's not just the Remez, but it's really Daraisa, it's just it's not Mefurish in the Torah. Ila.
A man can't be
Misyachad
with his daughter?
A man can't be Misyachad with his daughter. We'll see why. Right? With some Arayas, a person can be Misyachad. If it's an Isser Erva that's similar to a mother, if there's no hirhur with that individual, so then it's mutter. But if it's one of the Yisurei Bia that we assume that there is hirhur for, then it's going to be us. What we'll talk about this. Yeah, very, very important point. What's the nature of the Issa Yichud? It's a strange question. If it's an Issa Daraisa, it's an Issa. What's the question? So we do find that there are some cases, there are some Yisurei Daraisa that might only be a Syug, like a gzeira for some other problem, some other isra. I think we've mentioned in the past that the case of Mishnah in Hilchos Tumas Meis learns that the isra of Bishul Basa B'Chalav is a siyag atu achila. But the Torah really doesn't want people to eat Basa B'Chalav that had been cooked together. So that's why the Torah prohibits even to cook them. But you can't cook them because we're afraid it might come to eating. So the question is, should we say that the isra yichud is also a siyag daraisa, atu bia? If bia with an erva is asa, bia with a... With one of the chavilavin is aser, so then the Torah prohibits even yichud with that person because we're afraid it'll lead to bia. That's one way to look at it. Or maybe we should say no. Then the issa yichud is an issa machmas atzma. It's with the arayas. It's with the isurei bia. But the issa is not that it might lead to bia. The issa is an issa machmas atzma that one is not supposed to have a craver to one of the arayas, even if. Even if it doesn't lead to bia, it's not that it's a siyog labia, it's asar anyway, even if you're in a situation which is not going to lead to bia. Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Kruf Pei seems to say that it's a siyog labia. Because he includes the Issa Yichud within the lav that the Torah has, lo sikrvu legalos erva. Sha'ayichud legalos erva gorem, he says. Causes a gilui erva, causes the bia. Sefer HaChinuch seems to be learning that the Issa Yichud is a siyog daraisa. And the Rambam as well, the Rambam Nuchas Yisurei Bia, there in Perek Chav Beis, Halacha Aleph, also is Yachadim Erva min Ha'aroyos, Shadavaz a Gorim Legalos Erva. The Rambam says that the problem of the Issa Yichud is that it's Gorim Legalos Erva, it's Gorim Lebia. Seems to be a Siog Lebia. What's a Nafkemina? Rav Sharach in his Sefer on the Rambam he wants to suggest that the nafka mina would be one of the very famous halachas in yichud, one of the heterim of hilchas yichud, and that is baila be'ir. We're going to get to the details of the heter of baila be'ir, but there's a machlokas rishonim about baila be'ir. What happens if the woman's husband is in the city, but she's nisyachet with some other man? Mutter Asa, so the Gemara Kiddushin on Daf Pei Aleph has the famous statement that Baila Be'ir ain't choshishim mishum yichud. The Issa Yichud doesn't apply if Baila Be'ir. So what does that mean, that we're not choshish mishum yichud by Baila Be'ir? So says Rashi, it's not that there's no Issa, it's that there's no Malkus for yichud. The truth is, Malkus the Raisa is not going to be for yichud anyway. Because in most circumstances, yichud is a lav she'ein b'maisa. You're just there, right? It's not that you get into a place of seisa together with one of the yisurei bia. Even if you're just there and everyone else leaves, you can also violate the issa. So it's a lav she'ein b'maisa in many circumstances. What's more, it's a lav she'eino mefurish b'torah. Since it's not mefurish b'torah, it's not going to get malchus either. So malchus d'oraisa, there's never going to be for an issa yichud. But there's a makas mardus. The Gemara in Kiddushin says there's a makas mardus for yichud. So now the question is, if baila be'ir, how does that change anything? So says Rashi, if baila be'ir, there still is an issa yichud, but there's no makas mardus for that yichud. Comes Tosis and says, no. If baila be'ir, we're not chodesh for an issa yichud b'chalal. There's no isser. It's not just that there's no makas mardus. Rashi limits it. He says there's no makas mardus when baila be'ir. Tosis, no, if baila be'ir, then there's no issa b'chalal. What's the machlokas Rashi and Tosis, whether if baila be'ir, we just whittle it down a little bit that there's no makas, but there still is an isser, or baila be'ir, there's no issa b'chalal. Zok Rav Shach, he thinks that they're arguing about this issue. Tosfos learns that the issa yichud is only a siyog lebi'ir. It's a gzera that it'll come to be. So if that's the problem, then if baila be'ir, we assume that whenever her husband is in the city, so she's afraid to be misyachet, she's afraid that he's gonna come and he'll see that something strange is happening, right? So she's afraid of the husband. Then we're not concerned that the yichud is gonna lead to bia, because she's so afraid of the husband that he's gonna come in and see that she's involved in an act with another woman, with another man. She's not gonna do that. So if we're not afraid that it'll lead to bia, says Tosis, the issa yichud doesn't apply. If the issa yichud is only also as a siyog lebia, so if you're not afraid it'll lead to bia, then the yichud shouldn't be a problem. So there shouldn't be an issa b'chalal. Comes Rashi and says, no. Yichud is asa machmas atzmo. To be together, to be karov with one of the arayas or with an iser chayve lavin, to be together with someone with whom it's asa tabia, that's asa machmas atzmo. That's not a proper thing to do. So if that's the case, then even if baila be'ir, there still is an issa. Chazal perhaps weren't kones the person. Right? The knas of makas mardus, Chazal didn't put on the individual if it's not such a chomer yichud. Not such a chomer yichud. We're not so concerned it's going to lead to bia, so even though the issa yichud is an issa machmas atzma, Chazal didn't put the knas of makas mardus on the individual. But an issa still is an issa. Why should it not be an issa? It's an issa machmas atzma. So even if baila be'ir, and we're not afraid that it's going to lead to bia, the issa still exists. Okay, so it could be the Mahogas, Rashi, and Tosfos. Whether baila be'ir, there's no issa b'chlal, or simply there's no makas mardus, that might relate to the nature of the issa yichud itself. And we'll have to talk in the future about what is the nature of that heter. What's the reason for the heter? What are the ramifications? Are there any nafkamina? Are there cases where maybe the heter baila be'ir doesn't apply? That's a detail in terms of the heter, but the fundamental halacha that baila be'ir somehow changes the din, what is changing? Is it just this din of makas mardus, or is it saying that the whole issa yichud doesn't apply b'chlal? Another nafkamina that some of the posts can point out is how long do the individuals have to be misyachet together for there to be an issa? A big machlokas posts about this. Gemara in Sota and Daf Dalid talks about the issa of stira of a sota. We know that if a man is mekane with his wife, he says you shouldn't be altistri mishkoni, don't be alone with such and such a man. And there's kini yastira, there are edim of kini yastira, so then she's going to be a surila baila. He's going to have to divorce her. Right, so what's the shear for stira? We said that there was a stira, and now she's going to be asura. A split second? The Gemara in Sota says no. The shear for stira is kishir tumah, the amount of time it takes that for them to have a beer. big machlokas in the post of exactly how long is that. A minute and a half, 5 minutes, whatever, some kind of a shear. But that's the shear of stira by sota. That's the Gemara in sota and Abdallah. So the Achronim, the Poskim, discuss, what's the difference when it comes to Yichud? Do we say that the shear for Yichud is the same as the shear stira for sota? Or do we say no? So some, Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva where he assumes that it really is the same shear. And he thinks the shear is 5 minutes. 5 minutes. That's the shear. Others claim, Mariel Diskin says, that no, we know the Chatzi Shear is Aser Min HaTorah as well. Not only a full shear, but even a Chatzi Shear, that's also an Isser. It's Chazil, it's the Rufe to a full shear. So he says that the Isser Yichud should also be Aser B'mashim. It's Aser Min HaTorah, even the Chatzi Shear. So why should you say that it's only a full shear? Even Chatzi Shear should be Aser as well. Now, if you hold that the Isser Yichud is an Isser Machmas Atzmo, there's no room for the whole Shaila. Of course it's Aser even B'kol Shehu, because the Isser is an Isser Machmas Atzmo. There is no Shear. The Stira in the Gemara in Sota, the Shear for Stira, Shear Tuma, means that there's a Shear, the time it takes for a Bia, and the Isser Stira is that in the time that it could take for a Bia, it's also for the woman to be Nisteris with that individual. So if you hold that the Isser Yichud is a Gzeira Atubia, so then we can talk. Right? You can say that if the Issa Stira is the Shir Tumah, then maybe the Issa Yichud should be a Shir Tumah as well. Or maybe you'll say no, Chatzi Shir is also Aser. So then even less than the Shir Tumah is going to be Aser. But if you hold that the Issa Yichud is an Issa Machmas Atzmo, that to be together with someone, to be the Makom Seisa with someone that there's an Issa Bia with, that itself is Aser, so then clearly the Shir for the Issa Yichud is not the Shir for Stira. The Shir for Stira is because the stira that comes to a bia, that we assume that if there's a stira, it will come to a bia, that shir is a shir by sota. But the shir by yichud could be different. Because if the issa yichud is an issa machmas asma, then even b'mashu, that should be awesome. Where does this play out? So it can play out in many different scenarios. L'moshel, let's say a person comes home, he has to get something from the home. And there's a live-in maid there. There's a non-Jewish woman, a live-in maid. Let's say there's a babysitter, a married woman, or a teenage girl, right? If there's an issa yichud with that individual, the person is coming home just for a split second. He just wants to, you know, just for 2 minutes, he has to get something. So if he leaves the door open, we'll see that there might be a heter. But let's say he's going to close the door. He's home for 2 minutes, and that's it. So is that a problem? Less than 5 minutes, right? He's going to be home for, I don't know, a half a minute. So is he allowed to close the door? Or should we say no, that even an issa yichud for a short amount of time is going to be a problem? If you say that the issa yichud is an issa machmas atzmo, then even for a short amount of time is going to be a problem. If the whole issa is gzeira to bia, so then efshem ken zogin, that if you're not staying long enough that it can lead to a bia, then it shouldn't be a problem. Some discuss the case, is there an issa yichud in an elevator? It's an issa yichud in an elevator. So Nachamol, it's the same idea. It's a similar idea. It's not quite the same as the case of going home for a short period of time. If you hold the Isser as an Isser Machmas Atzmo, then it's really no difference. Right? You couldn't go into an elevator with someone who's an Isser Erva or an Isser Bia, even for a short time. You're alone in that elevator, in that Mokom, even if it's for 20 seconds until they get to the next floor. That should still be a problem. If you hold that the shear for yichud is if you hold that the issa yichud is a siyag lebiya, so then you could say that it's a function of shear tuma, right? It's Rav Moshe's approach that it's a function of the shear tuma. So again, if you're going to be in the elevator for a short time, that it's not 5 minutes, it's not a shear for tuma, then there shouldn't be a problem. Now most elevator rides are less than 5 minutes, but you know, if you're in a long elevator ride, then maybe that also would be a problem, but. But let's assume it's less than 5 minutes. Moshe would say that shouldn't be a problem because the whole issa yichud is only a gzeira to bia, and if it's not enough time to have a bia, so then that shouldn't be a problem. According to the middle sheet, Mariel Diskin, that chatzi shir is aser min haTorah, and therefore even a short time is aser for the issa yichud. So someone suggests, according to him, the elevator should be mutter because this is a situation which can't lead to the full shir. If it's chazi, it's the rufe, so then even a chatzi shir should be aser. If it's chazi, if it's possible to be mitzarev to a full shir, like the person going home to take care of something, so he could stay home for a longer period of time, because since you could stay home for a long period of time, you could claim that the Issachar Tishir would kick it, right? Even if he's not home for the full shir, he's not home for a minute and a half, he's not home for five minutes. He's home for only half a minute, but it doesn't matter if the door is closed and he could stay there longer. So maybe Midin Chatzishir, that should still be Aser. But the elevator, it's not shayach, right? If there are only, you know, 8 floors to the building, and it's not shayach for him to be in the elevator for a minute and a half, no matter what, right? They press the third floor, they get in at the lobby, and they press the third floor, and it's just not going to last a minute and a half. So Lechora, according to the Maril Diskin, there shouldn't be a problem, because the Issa Chatzishir doesn't apply unless it can be mitzarif to a full shir. The only time the elevator would be a problem is if you hold that the Issa Yichud is an Issa Machmas Atzmo. If you hold it's an Issa Machmas Atzmo, so then even to be together with an Issa Ever, an Issa Bia, for a split second should still be a problem. So someone has suggested that because we seem to paskin like the Baalei Tosis by Baal Lebeir in the other Nafkamina, because we seem to paskin like Tosis that if Baal Lebeir there's no Issa Yichud Bechlal, as we're going to see, and it's a Shem in the future, it's not just that there's no Makas Mardis, like the Rashi. There's really an Issa, but there's no Makas Mardis. No, according to Tosfos, there's no Issa Bechlal. We seem to pass him like the Baalei Tosfos. So that seems to imply that we hold that the Issa Yichud is what? Is a Siog Lebiah. So Baal Lebeir, she's so afraid of the husband, it's not going to lead to Bia, so then there's no Issa Yichud either. So he passed him like the Baalei Tosfos. That should emerge that in the elevator, there shouldn't be a problem. There shouldn't be a problem, because it's not an Issa Machmas Atzmo. So as long as they don't stay together for a Shia Tuma, which let's say is at least a minute and a half, let's take the most Machmedic Gashitas, they're not going to be alone in the elevator for a minute and a half, which is quite a long time, so then there shouldn't be a problem because the Issa Chatzishir shouldn't apply since it's not capable of leading to a Shia Shalom. Question.
Would a security camera in the elevator change anything?
Yes, very much so. That would be Mater for sure, because that's as if it's not a Mokum Seisim. I think so, yeah. According to the most Machmir the Geshita, so you have a security camera in the elevator, and the person who's watching that security camera is someone who, you know, is someone who cares about this. If the person watching is just a porous and he doesn't care what's going on, so then it's not gonna help. But if there's some recourse, meaning if the man and the woman will think that maybe someone will look at the security camera and there might be a problem for them if someone sees that they did something together, so then, yeah, that certainly would be Shomer, because it's not called a Makom Seser anymore. Yes?
There's a security camera in the house where nobody's watching it, like, at that moment, but somebody can go back.
Doesn't matter. Someone can go back, so then people are still afraid. So if you assume the Issa Yichud is because it's a Gzeira to Bia, then we're not afraid of the Bia, because that's not going to happen. Yeah?
Wouldn't an elevator just not be problematic because someone can just always open it up on a random floor? Meaning someone on a different floor can just open it up.
Right, but the problem is, if the Issa Yichud is to be with someone that one is not allowed to have beer with, and even for the amount of time that the elevator is traveling from one floor to the next, that's already Yichud, that's a Makom Seisim.
Right, meaning
other Mekel Shitas, we're assuming that they're not going to be together for more than a minute and a half. So if that's the Shir Bia, let's assume the most Machmer the Kashitas hold the Shir Bia is a minute and a half. So if that's the case, and the elevator is traveling, I don't know, there aren't more than, let's say, 15 floors in the... you're saying even if there are 25 floors, but if anyone could open...
Right, people
I hear, I hear, I hear, I hear. If it's the Empire State Building elevator, which goes, you know, from the ground floor to the 75th floor, and it can't open in the middle, right? There are certain elevators that just can't open in the middle, so then that still would be a problem, because it is about a minute or so. I don't know if it's a minute and a half. I don't know. You gotta put a security camera in the Empire State Building elevators that are gonna be mounted. But that's the only case that might be a problem because it's a long elevator run. But the shorter, elevators that are between floors where it could be someone will call the elevator to the floor, so it'll open without the people even realizing that it's opening. So then taka that's gonna be matzo. That taka should be matzo. Ilan?
Can we say the more machmir opinion is a siyag for Hirhur?
Siyag for Hirhur? No, I don't think we're concerned about a siyag for Hirhur. We're simply concerned about a siyag for Bia, meaning Hirhur, it's not a good thing, but that's not a reason to make an Issa Daraisa. The Issa Daraisa is we're afraid of Bia, because that's a Davachom. It's much more Chom. So Hirhur, again, it could be that there's an Issa Hirhur, But that's not enough to create an issa daraisa of yichud. The siyag lebiya is more significant. Yes.
Do we have to be choshesh for unforeseen circumstances, like that the elevator won't open?
That the elevator won't open. As long as they're afraid that the elevator might open, then that's going to be matzil. It's enough to be matzil because they're concerned that it might open, so it's not going to lead to bia. So the whole problem is a siyag to bia, and we're not afraid that it's going to lead to bia, so then there shouldn't be an issue. Okay, let's stop.